The Hidden Life of Deer, Lessons from the Natural World. By John Shivick. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Hidden Life of Deer, Lessons from the Natural World by John Shivick is a book that explores the behavior and ecology of deer in North America. It provides an in-depth look at how deer interact with their environment, as well as how humans can better understand and appreciate them. The book begins by discussing the history of deer in North America, including their evolution and migration patterns over time. It then delves into topics such as habitat selection, food habits, social structure, communication methods, reproduction strategies, predator avoidance tactics, and more. Shivick also examines how human activities have impacted deer populations throughout history. He discusses hunting regulations and management practices that are designed to protect both people and wildlife from harm or disruption caused by overpopulation or other issues related to human interference with nature. Additionally, he looks at ways that humans can coexist peacefully with these animals while still enjoying recreational activities like hunting. Throughout the book, Shivick emphasizes the importance of understanding deer behavior so we can better manage our interactions with them for mutual benefit. He encourages readers to observe wild animals closely in order to gain insight into their lives and behaviors, and ultimately learn lessons about living harmoniously within nature's complex web of life. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Deer are highly social animals. Deer form complex social networks and communicate with each other through a variety of vocalizations, body language, and scent marking. They also form strong bonds with other deer and can recognize individual members of their herd. Main idea number 2. Deer are highly adaptable. Deer have evolved to survive in a wide variety of habitats, from dense forests to open grasslands. They are also able to adjust their behavior to changing environmental conditions, such as food availability and predation risk. Main idea number 3. Deer are important to the environment. Deer play an important role in the health of their ecosystems, from providing food for predators to dispersing seeds and maintaining vegetation. Main idea number 4. Deer are vulnerable to human activities. Human activities, such as hunting, habitat destruction, and development, can have a significant impact on deer populations. Main idea number 5. Deer have complex communication systems. Deer communicate with each other through a variety of vocalizations, body language, and scent marking. Main idea number 6. Deer have a strong sense of smell. Deer have an acute sense of smell that they use to detect predators, find food, and communicate with other deer. Main idea number 7. Deer have a keen sense of hearing. Deer have an excellent sense of hearing that they use to detect predators and communicate with other deer. Main idea number 8. Deer have a strong sense of sight. Deer have a keen sense of sight that they use to detect predators and find food. Main idea number 9. Deer have a strong sense of taste. Deer have a strong sense of taste that they use to detect food and identify potential mates. Main idea number 10. Deer have a strong sense of touch. Deer have a strong sense of touch that they use to detect predators and identify potential mates. Main idea number 11. Deer have a strong sense of balance. Deer have a strong sense of balance that they use to navigate their environment and avoid predators. Main idea number 12. Deer have a strong sense of direction. Deer have a strong sense of direction that they use to find food and migrate to new areas. Main idea number 13. Deer have a strong sense of timing. Deer have a strong sense of timing that they use to migrate, breed, and feed. Main idea number 14. Deer have a strong sense of memory. Deer have a strong sense of memory that they use to remember food sources, predators, and other deer. Main idea number 15. Deer have a strong sense of curiosity. Deer have a strong sense of curiosity that they use to explore their environment and find food. Main idea number 16. Deer have a strong sense of self-preservation. Deer have a strong sense of self-preservation that they use to avoid predators and find food. Main idea number 17. Deer have a strong sense of family. Deer have a strong sense of family that they use to protect their young and form social bonds. Main idea number 18. Deer have a strong sense of territory. Deer have a strong sense of territory that they use to protect their food sources and defend their herd. Main idea number 19. Deer have a strong sense of competition. Deer have a strong sense of competition that they use to compete for food and mates. Main idea number 20. Deer have a strong sense of play. Deer have a strong sense of play that they use to practice hunting and socialize with other deer. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Deer are highly social animals, forming complex social networks and communicating with each other in a variety of ways. Vocalizations, body language, and scent marking all play an important role in deer communication. Deer also form strong bonds with other members of their herd and can recognize individuals within the group. These relationships between deer are essential for survival as they provide protection from predators, help to find food sources, and allow them to share information about potential dangers or resources. In addition to these benefits, being part of a herd also provides emotional support for the individual deer. The complexity of these social interactions is fascinating to observe and study. By understanding more about how deer interact with each other, we can gain insight into our own behavior as well as that of many other species. Main idea number 2. Deer are incredibly adaptable creatures. They have evolved to live in a wide range of habitats, from dense forests to open grasslands. Deer can also adjust their behavior depending on the environment they find themselves in. For example, they may alter their feeding habits or movement patterns based on food availability and predation risk. In addition to being able to survive in different environments, deer are also capable of learning new behaviors quickly. For instance, when faced with a novel situation such as an unfamiliar predator or human presence, deer will often change their behavior accordingly. This ability allows them to remain safe while still taking advantage of available resources. The adaptability of deer is one of the reasons why they have been so successful at surviving and thriving throughout history. By being able to adjust quickly and effectively to changing conditions, deer have been able to outlast many other species that were unable or unwilling to do so. Main idea number 3. Deer are integral to the health of their ecosystems. They provide food for predators, disperse seeds, and maintain vegetation. Deer browsing helps keep forests healthy by preventing overgrowth of certain species and promoting diversity in plant life. This is especially important in areas where deer populations have been reduced due to hunting or habitat destruction. In addition, deer can help reduce soil erosion by creating pathways through dense vegetation that allow water to flow more freely. Their grazing also helps control invasive plants that would otherwise outcompete native species for resources. Finally, deer play an important role in maintaining a balance between predator and prey populations. By providing a reliable source of food for predators such as wolves and bears, they help ensure these animals don't become too numerous or starve during lean times. Main idea number 4. Deer are a keystone species in many ecosystems, and their populations can be greatly affected by human activities. Hunting is one of the most significant threats to deer populations, as it reduces the number of individuals in a population and can lead to local extinctions if not managed properly. Habitat destruction due to development or agricultural practices also has an impact on deer populations, as it reduces the amount of suitable habitat available for them. Finally, pollution from industrial activities can have negative impacts on deer health and reproduction. In order to protect deer populations from these threats, conservation efforts must focus on preserving existing habitats while creating new ones where possible. Additionally, hunting regulations should be strictly enforced so that only sustainable levels of harvest are allowed. Finally, steps should be taken to reduce pollution levels in areas inhabited by deer so that they remain healthy and able to reproduce. Main idea number 5. Deer have a complex communication system that allows them to communicate with each other in a variety of ways. Vocalizations are one way deer communicate, and they can make several different types of sounds, including grunts, bleats, snorts, and barks. Deer also use body language to convey messages such as alarm or aggression. They may raise their tails or ears when threatened or lower their heads when trying to appear submissive. Finally, scent marking is another important form of communication for deer. They will rub their antlers on trees and shrubs to mark territory. These various forms of communication allow deer to interact with each other in the wild and help them survive by warning others about potential danger or alerting them to food sources. By understanding how deer communicate with each other, we can gain insight into the hidden lives of these majestic animals. Main idea number 6. Deer have an incredibly strong sense of smell that they use to detect predators, find food, and communicate with other deer. This powerful sense of smell is one of the most important tools in a deer's survival arsenal. Deer can detect scents from up to several miles away, allowing them to quickly identify potential threats or sources of food. The olfactory system in deer is highly developed and complex. They possess two types of scent receptors: vomeronasal organs, VNOs, located inside their nostrils, and regular olfactory receptors, ORs, located on the roof of their mouth. The VNOs are used for detecting pheromones released by other animals, while ORs are used for detecting odors in the environment. In addition to using their noses to detect smells, deer also rely heavily on visual cues such as body language and movement patterns when communicating with each other. By combining both senses together, deer can effectively assess danger levels around them and make decisions about where it's safe to go. Main idea number 7. Deer have an incredible sense of hearing that they use to detect predators and communicate with other deer. Their ears are large and mobile, allowing them to pick up sounds from all directions. They can hear frequencies up to 20 kHz, which is higher than humans can hear. Deer also have a special ability called directional hearing, which allows them to pinpoint the exact location of a sound source. When it comes to detecting predators, deer rely heavily on their sense of hearing. They can pick up low-frequency noises like footsteps or rustling leaves from far away and will immediately become alert if they detect something suspicious. This helps them stay safe in the wild by giving them plenty of time to flee before danger arrives. In addition to using their sense of hearing for safety purposes, deer also use it for communication with other members of their herd. By making different types of vocalizations such as grunts or snorts, they are able to keep track of each other's whereabouts and coordinate group activities like grazing or migrating. Main idea number 8. Deer have an incredibly sharp sense of sight that they use to detect predators and find food. They can spot movement from up to 300 yards away, and their eyes are specially adapted for low-light conditions. Deer also have a wide field of vision, allowing them to see in almost all directions at once. Their eyes contain two types of light-sensitive cells, rods and cones. The rods allow deer to see in dim light, while the cones help them distinguish colors during the day. This combination gives deer excellent night vision as well as color perception during daylight hours. In addition, deer possess a third eyelid called a nictitating membrane, which helps protect their eyes from dust or debris when running through thick brush or woods. This extra layer also allows them to keep one eye open while sleeping so they can remain alert for potential danger. Main idea number 9. Deer have an incredibly strong sense of taste that they use to detect food and identify potential mates. This is because their diet consists mainly of plants, which contain a variety of different flavors and scents. Deer are able to distinguish between these flavors and scents in order to determine what type of plant it is, whether or not it's edible, and if there are any potential mates nearby. In addition to being able to detect the flavor profiles of plants, deer also have a keen sense for detecting predators. They can pick up on subtle changes in scent that indicate danger from afar. This helps them stay safe while out foraging for food. The ability to taste has been essential for deer survival throughout history, as it allows them to find nutritious foods quickly and efficiently while avoiding dangerous predators at the same time. It's no wonder why this species has been so successful over the years. Main idea number 10. Deer have a strong sense of touch that they use to detect predators and identify potential mates. This is an important part of their survival strategy, as it allows them to quickly assess the safety of their environment and determine whether or not they should flee from danger. Deer also rely on their sense of touch when foraging for food, as they can feel the texture and shape of plants in order to determine which ones are edible. In addition, deer use their sense of touch during courtship rituals. Bucks will rub antlers against each other in order to establish dominance over one another, while does will lick each other's faces in order to show affection. By using these tactile cues, deer can communicate with one another without making any noise that might alert predators. The importance of a deer's sense of touch cannot be understated. It is essential for its survival in the wild. Without this keen ability to detect changes in its environment through physical contact, a deer would be unable to protect itself from harm or find suitable mates. Main idea number 11. Deer have an incredible sense of balance that helps them to navigate their environment and avoid predators. This is due to the unique structure of their inner ear, which contains three semicircular canals that detect changes in acceleration and direction. When a deer moves its head or body, these canals send signals to the brain about how much it has moved and in what direction. The brain then uses this information to adjust the deer's posture accordingly. This strong sense of balance also allows deer to move quickly through dense vegetation without getting tangled up or losing their footing. They are able to jump over obstacles with ease, as well as make sharp turns while running at full speed. In addition, they use this ability when foraging for food. By standing on one leg, they can reach higher branches with greater accuracy. The combination of agility and balance makes deer incredibly adept at avoiding danger from both land-based predators such as wolves and mountain lions, as well as aerial threats like hawks and eagles. By being aware of their surroundings at all times, they are able to react quickly if necessary. Main idea number 12. Deer have an impressive sense of direction that helps them find food and migrate to new areas. This ability is especially important for deer living in the wild, as they must be able to navigate their way through unfamiliar terrain and changing seasons. Deer use a combination of visual cues, scent markers, and magnetic fields to orient themselves in their environment. The most important factor for deer when it comes to navigation is the sun's position in the sky. By using this information, deer can determine which direction they are facing at any given time. They also rely on landmarks such as mountains or rivers to help guide them along their journey. In addition, deer have an acute sense of smell that allows them to detect scents from miles away. These smells act like signposts that lead them back home or towards potential sources of food. Finally, some researchers believe that deer may even be able to detect Earth's magnetic field and use it as a compass. Overall, deer possess an incredible navigational system that enables them to survive in the wild with ease. Their strong sense of direction ensures they will always find their way home no matter how far away they wander. Main idea number 13. Deer have a strong sense of timing that they use to their advantage in the wild. Migration, breeding, and feeding are all activities that require deer to be aware of seasonal changes and act accordingly. During migration season, deer will travel long distances in search of food or better habitat. Breeding season is also timed carefully by deer. Bucks will compete for mates during this time while does come into estrus only once per year. In addition to these seasonal activities, deer also have an innate ability to know when it's time to feed. Deer can detect subtle changes in temperature and light levels, which signal them when it's time for them to start looking for food sources such as grasses or nuts. This keen sense of timing helps ensure that deer get enough nutrition throughout the year. The hidden life of deer is full of fascinating behaviors driven by their strong sense of timing. By understanding how they use this skill, we can gain insight into how other animals may respond to changing environmental conditions. Main idea number 14. Deer have an impressive memory that they use to remember food sources, predators, and other deer. This strong sense of memory helps them survive in the wild by allowing them to recall where they found food or water before, as well as which areas are safe from predators. Deer also use their memories to recognize individual members of their herd and keep track of family relationships. This ability is especially important for female deer who must remember the location of her fawns after giving birth. She will often return to the same spot multiple times a day in order to nurse her young and ensure their safety. Additionally, male deer rely on their memories when competing with one another during mating season. Remembering which males were successful at attracting females can help them decide how best to compete. The strength of a deer's memory is remarkable and has been studied extensively by researchers over the years. It is clear that this powerful sense plays an integral role in helping these animals thrive in nature. Main idea number 15. Deer have a strong sense of curiosity that they use to explore their environment and find food. This curiosity is an important part of deer behavior, as it helps them stay safe from predators and locate sources of nutrition. Deer are constantly on the lookout for new sights, smells, and sounds in their surroundings. They will investigate anything that catches their attention, whether it be a strange noise or an unfamiliar plant. This inquisitive nature also allows deer to quickly adapt to changes in their environment. For example, if there is a sudden decrease in available food sources due to drought or other environmental factors, deer can quickly adjust by seeking out alternative foods such as nuts or berries. Similarly, when faced with danger from predators like wolves or bears, deer rely on their keen senses and quick reflexes to escape unscathed. The ability of deer to observe and learn from the world around them has been essential for survival throughout history. By using this natural instinctive curiosity combined with intelligence and agility, deer have managed to thrive despite numerous threats posed by humans over time. Main idea number 16. Deer have a strong sense of self-preservation that they use to stay safe in the wild. They are constantly on alert for potential predators, and will flee at the first sign of danger. Deer also rely on their keen senses to find food sources, such as grasses, shrubs, and other vegetation. Their acute hearing allows them to detect approaching predators from far away, while their excellent vision helps them spot food sources even in dense foliage. In addition to these physical adaptations, deer also possess an innate ability to recognize patterns and remember locations. This enables them to quickly identify areas where they can find safety or sustenance when needed. For example, if a deer has found a particularly abundant source of food in one area before, it is likely that it will return there again when hungry. The combination of physical abilities and mental acuity makes deer incredibly adept at surviving in the wild. By using their senses judiciously and relying on instinctive behavior patterns like fleeing from danger or returning to familiar places for sustenance, deer are able to protect themselves from harm while still finding enough resources for survival. Main idea number 17. Deer have a strong sense of family that they use to protect their young and form social bonds. This is evident in the way deer live together in herds, with adults looking out for each other's safety and providing care for the fawns. The mother doe will stay close to her offspring until it is old enough to fend for itself, while adult bucks will often stand guard around the herd when danger threatens. Deer also communicate through scent marking and vocalizations, which help them recognize one another as members of their family group. The bond between deer families can be so strong that even after a fawn has grown up and left its parents' side, it may still return home during times of stress or danger. In addition, some research suggests that female deer are more likely than males to remain within their natal range throughout life, a behavior known as philopatry, which further reinforces the importance of family ties among these animals. Main idea number 18. Deer have a strong sense of territory that they use to protect their food sources and defend their herd. This territorial behavior is seen in both male and female deer, with males being more aggressive in defending their territories than females. Male deer will mark the boundaries of their territory by rubbing antlers against trees or urinating on them, while females will often leave scent marks around the perimeter. Deer also use vocalizations such as grunts and snorts to communicate with other members of the herd about potential threats. When another animal enters a deer's territory, it may respond aggressively by chasing away or attacking the intruder. If this fails to deter the intruder, then it may resort to using its antlers as weapons for defense. In addition to protecting food sources from predators, these territorial behaviors can also help keep herds together during times when resources are scarce. The strength of a deer's territorial instinct varies depending on factors such as seasonality and population density, however, overall it is an important part of how they survive in nature. By understanding this behavior better, we can gain insight into how best to manage our own interactions with wild animals so that we can coexist peacefully. Main idea number 19. Deer have a strong sense of competition that they use to compete for food and mates. This is evident in the way deer establish dominance hierarchies, with dominant males having access to more resources than subordinate males. Dominant bucks will often fight each other over territory or mating rights, while does may also compete for food sources or prime habitat areas. Deer are also known to engage in competitive behaviors such as antler-rattling displays and mock fights during the rutting season. Competition among deer can be fierce, but it is an important part of their social structure and helps ensure that only the strongest individuals survive. By competing for resources, deer help maintain healthy populations by ensuring that only those animals best adapted to their environment will reproduce successfully. Main idea number 20. Deer have a strong sense of play that they use to practice hunting and socialize with other deer. This is an important part of their lives, as it helps them hone their skills for survival in the wild. Deer will often engage in mock fights or chase each other around, which can help them learn how to evade predators and become better hunters. They also use playtime to bond with one another, strengthening the bonds between members of the herd. Playtime is not just about honing physical skills, it's also about learning social cues and developing relationships within the herd. Through playful interactions, deer learn how to communicate with one another without resorting to aggression or violence. By playing together, they build trust and understanding among themselves. The importance of play for deer cannot be overstated. It helps them stay healthy both physically and mentally by providing exercise and mental stimulation. It also allows them to form strong bonds within their herds that are essential for survival in the wild. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.